The investigation is continuing into the deadly terrorist attacks on an Indonesian police station and three Christian churches in Surabaya this week. The church bombings were especially shocking because entire families were involved in planning and executing the attacks. The bombers were also linked to jihadist groups inspired by the Islamic State group in the Middle East. RN's Andrew West is speaking with Indonesian commentator and managing editor of Asia News, Yuli Ismartono.
This is a clear signal that terrorism is not dead in Indonesia. We thought they had it under control, but it certainly is not. We underestimated the force and the strength and the commitment of terrorists who went to Syria and came back. 500 of them was deported by Turkey. And these are people who now form cells around Indonesia. And it is clear now that the attacks on the police headquarters in Jakarta, the bombings on the three churches, and the subsequent two other bombings are all part of a strategy, of an attack that the terrorists did just before Ramadan. They can't do it in Ramadan because that would really upset Muslims.
You mentioned there the large number of terrorists who've been returning from Syria. What ideology are they bringing back with them that may be continuing to inspire this kind of violence?
This is the point. This is the thing that we don't understand about these people. They call themselves Indonesian, but they seem to have been brainwashed into an ISIS ideology in which killing justifies everything. Islam in Indonesia is not the way we understand it. Islam is a peaceful religion according to how we were initially taught. And this is certainly not an ideology born of Indonesia. They brought it in back from Syria and Iraq.
What sort of ground, though, are they tilling? You speak there of Indonesia's traditional Pancasila, which is a pluralist attitude to all religions. It gives religious freedom in Indonesia. But has the thinking of some sections of the population changed so significantly that people coming back with an ISIS mentality are finding a certain level of support?
You are right. They are able to do all this terrorism because the understanding of Islam has changed considerably over the years. It used to be very free, very Pancasilaist. Somewhere along the way, I'm afraid that Islam in Indonesia has lost its way. Perhaps influences from outside, certain amount of radicalism. For sure, when we had reforms in 1998, 2000, it allowed these people, these radicals, to come up and speak up because there was freedom of speech where they were not before, previously. And so they were able to pass on the message of radicalism, and that's how it slowly spread. And I'm afraid that they're also getting money from outside to do all this. Before, they were not any financial aid to these groups, but now they're getting financial aid. And this is something that the government should be doing, looking at how funding towards radical groups are being done.
Do we know the sources of that aid?
Unfortunately not, but if you look into the Syrian-Iraq war, the recent crisis, where did they get that money? That's where the money was coming from. Authorities have indicated that some funds from that area have been coming in. So now a focus of their investigation is just how that money is coming in, from where, from whom, and to whom they are being sent here.
Do we know if the Saudis have been funding some of these groups in Indonesia?
I don't know. But I know that groups of the Wahhabi Islam in Saudi some time ago funded the buildings of mosques, of madrasas, and Islamic teachings. But I don't know whether that should be connected to the current ISIS ideology.
That's Indonesian commentator Yuli Ismartono. You can hear more at 5:30 this afternoon on the Religion and Ethics Report right here on RN.